Well, at the National Farm Machinery Show, always good to see our friends from home, and among those, Mr. Brandon Garner with Farm Credit Services. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Alan. How you doing today?
I'm good. Busy Farm Machinery Show for you guys?
It has been busy. We've had a lot going on. We've had different things going on from ag council and ag business, and then, of course, farm credit-wise, we've been serving lunch to a lot of people in our hospitality suite and got a booth here and trying to walk around and see folks as well. So we have most definitely had a lot going on.
I was going to say, you guys feed a lot of your customers and treat them special when they come to the Farm Machinery Show every year?
We do. We invite them into a hospitality suite that's upstairs, and we feed them pork chop sandwiches, and we feed somewhere between 500 and 600 pork chop sandwiches each day. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, so we feed a lot of folks, and they always leave happy, so it's good.
Yeah, Farm Machinery Show gives you that chance to connect with all your customers, and some you may not see all year long.
It does, Alan, and so it's a good opportunity, too, for us to kind of be out of our normal setting of seeing people on the farm and folks coming into the office and being able to just visit with them in a different environment and talk to them and spend a little more time with them and, again, feed them lunch in our hospitality suite and that kind of thing. So it's a nice environment to interact with our customers in outside of the normal course of business like we normally do.
What kind of a sense and feeling are you getting from your customers about agriculture in 2019? Wet year last year, prices are still challenged out there. What are you hearing from folks?
Yeah, so good question, Alan. And, surprisingly, pretty positive, as most farmers are aware or should be. The market facilitation program that just finished up, so to speak, has been a huge benefit to farmers this year. And from that perspective, there's a lot of positive things going on. And overall, most farmers, especially in the southwest part of the state, came off of a relatively good year. So folks are more positive than one would initially think they are, I guess.
Farmers tend to be a very optimistic people. They can have a tough year. Next year they put that crop out and feel like, hey, it's going to be a great year.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of people, obviously, we've had so much rain, and I don't care where you go. If you're in Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Missouri, it's wet. And I think if there is a concern right now with people, you hear a lot of folks talking about the rivers being out and how wet it is. Of course, you know that from home. And, spring is just right around the corner. I noticed the other day, Alan, I got excited because it seems like the days are longer. And so I looked up online to when daylight savings time is and noticed that March 10th is daylight savings time this year, and we're less than a month away from rolling our clocks forward. How exciting is that?
I agree. Yeah, you can see have a little more daylight. That's always a good time. Well, Brandon, good to see you at the Farm Machinery Show. Hope you have a great week. I guess you're here throughout the entire week.
I am, Alan, here through Saturday. And always good to see you and good to see our friends here at H&R booth as well. And so appreciate you being here and reporting back to our part of the world on what's going on. And always good to talk to you.